Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you're at, whatever country or whatever that you're in. We just praise the Lord for that. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So if you want to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us. That's 310-742-1759. So just call in and we'll put you right on the line with us, reaching the world for Christ. Our subject is tonight is Jesus is the light. So, you know, he is the light, and without him, there wouldn't be no light. So praise God for that. So call in there, and we'll put you right on, 310-742-1759. So, 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, it's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord there, sister. Glad you called in there. So, 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia, Brother Yearwood.
Well, praise the Lord there, Brother John, and glad you called in there. So, Sister Freddie, you want to go ahead since you called in just a minute or two there before Brother John and do whatever you want to do there, just obey the Lord?
Okay, I will. Thank you. I'm going to be coming from Psalms 119, 105 is one of the verses. The Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then I'm going to go to Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I got one more, and I'll let you have it back. Where you at? Well, there it is. Okay. I had it marked and got it done that way. All right, we're going to be reading 1 Peter 2:12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, whereas they think against you as evildoers, they may be by your good works, which shall behold, glorify God in the day of a visitation. Okay, back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Hey, man, appreciate the wonderful word there. That's the word of God, so... You know, that's what it's going to take, is to take the word and walk up by it, then we'll be able to shine a light.
That's right.
I've got a prayer request I want to give out and let everybody be praying about it. We just got a call there just a few minutes ago. We got a 17-year-old girl that's going to be coming in our home for tonight, and she'll be moving on somewhere else tomorrow, but... just pray for her that God will touch her and that be something said or done that will touch her life. You know, that's what it needs is being touched. So go ahead there, Brother John, and just obey the Lord.
We appreciate Brother Yearwood. Appreciate the opportunity to speak the word of the Lord for the Lord Jesus Christ. As we were speaking and as the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with those in the that are over in Brother Yearwood, God began to speak to him and talking to him out of Psalm 27 and talking about the Lord is the light. You know, Psalms 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light. This is the Psalm of David, and he took it personally. And tonight, church, we need to take it personally that the Lord Jesus Christ is your light tonight, amen.
Yes,
it's the luminary, amen. It's the light, amen. Hallelujah, that will shine and give you a revelation, he said, and my salvation. David amen, had sustained his faith by the power of God and by his, amen, the light. He said, he is
amen.
My salvation. He is my rescue. Amen. And he come, and he said, whom shall I fear? In other words, he had a confidence tonight. In church tonight, you can have a confidence that the Lord can be your light in the midst of a dark world, that the Lord is your light. Amen. Amen. It's a light that shines brighter than any light. In the end time, the Bible says in amen, when we go into the city, for those of you that are believers tonight, amen, there need to be no need of the sun, amen. Hallelujah, because the Lord shall be the light. He shall light the city.
Amen.
And you need to know tonight, amen, is the beginning. One of the first creative works of the Lord Jesus Christ, or of God the Father, he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, he said, let there be light. And there was light, amen. And so tonight,
amen,
this was the first creative work that we need to have the light in the midst of a dark world. When he came upon, the Spirit of God moved upon, amen, the earth which was out void, amen, amen, and had no form. Hallelujah. The first thing was a declaration out of the Word of God, amen. And as Sister Frieda brought out Psalms 119, 105, there's another verse in that same Psalms. The Bible says, amen, he says, I believe it's 119, 130, it talks to you about that his word is the entrance, amen, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. You know, the Bible says, when all thy getting get understanding, and the only thing tonight that will give you understanding, amen, as the light comes into your life, is through the word of God, amen. That, amen, when you're sitting in darkness, you know, the Bible speaks of, amen, hallelujah, that in Isaiah chapter 9, it talks about, amen, as the children of Israel began to come, and they began, amen, to seek idolatry. They began to seek, amen, different things. And, you know, many nations now, I know in America, have become enamored with death, and death results in darkness. Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, we've become with enamored with zombies. We've become enamored, amen, with walking dead. We've become enamored with all these things. And I know, amen, a lot of things, amen, but we need to know tonight that the Bible says that there was no light in them, talking about in Isaiah chapter 8. They begin to seek familiar spirits. They begin to seek wizards. They begin to seek other things for the living to the dead. Amen. And a lot of people seeking death. But you need to know tonight that dead, amen, is death and darkness. And the Bible says that there was no light in them. And behold, trouble and darkness, amen, in verse 22 of chapter 8, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. These were driven to darkness because they didn't seek the light. Amen. The Bible says, just like it said, Jesus is the light, and whom shall we fear? He is my strength, and whom shall we be afraid of? Tonight, you don't have to be afraid of anything, because the Lord Jesus Christ is your light. He's your salvation, and he is your strength tonight. Amen. And we can draw off of that. You need to know tonight, amen, that it talked about in Isaiah chapter 9, amen, verse 1. It said, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be as such as was in her vexation. In other words, the nation of Israel, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievous afflict her by the way of the sea. Amen, beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. Amen, there was an affliction, amen, because they had turned away from the light. They were sitting in darkness. The Bible says that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined. Isaiah was speaking about a great light of people that sat in darkness, in the shadow of death. And I'm talking about that great, same great light tonight. Hallelujah. That light is Jesus Christ. We find, amen, Sister Frieda brought out in 5:16, but I want to give a couple more scriptures there. It says in verse 5, verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city set upon that is set upon the hill cannot be hid. This light tonight.
tonight. This light of the gospel, this light of Jesus Christ cannot be hid, but you need to know tonight, if you are the light of the world, you must be a children of the light. You cannot be a light. You cannot be a city set up on a hill if you don't have the true light, if you don't have the light of the gospel, if you don't have the light of Jesus Christ. So neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. You need to know tonight, amen, when, amen, at the time, amen, they lit the candle, amen, and the candle was represented, amen, of the very life of men, amen, and God lit that candle. But when that candle is lit, when he illuminates your life, when the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in the entranceway, amen, hallelujah, this has been brought out, he lights your way, the word of God directs your path, amen, directs your walk, gives you instructions, and it lives down on the inside of you. And once he lights, how do we receive this light? We come to Jesus. He's the light of the world, amen, and he gives light to all that are in the house. We put the light, when they lit the candle, amen, the candlestick would uphold the candle. The candlestick would make it upright and stand. Amen. You need to know tonight that there was one called Jesus who walked, amen, in the midst of the stars and the candlesticks. The candlesticks represented the church. When you light that candle, that individual light is a city set up on a hill and can be hidden. You need to know that when that candle, that soul, amen, that life that's been lit by the light of the gospel, the light of Jesus Christ, gets on the candlestick, comes into a church, comes into a place where you've been called out. These lights gather together, amen. Each one a city set up on a hill that cannot be hid. Right. And the light of the gospel, amen, and you'll be drawn to that light because Jesus is that light tonight. Hallelujah. It's a city in each one of you. But see, a city on a hill, you have to be believers tonight. You can't be the light of the world and set in darkness tonight, church. You can't be a light that's city upon a hill and not have the light of the gospel. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, going on where it says in verse 33, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, put it in a secret place. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, you come, and I know there are those of you underneath the sound of my voice that you're having to maybe gather in secret places because of your belief, because of your faith. But you need to know tonight that the light of the gospel is shining within you, that those of you that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and it's a city, amen, that light is shining within you, and it can be hidden. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight, if you're a true believer, that true light is going to shine forth. Amen. Hallelujah. I know some of you fear for your life. Hallelujah. But the Bible says when he doesn't put it in a secret place, but neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Those that come into your life, amen. Those of you that are believers tonight, those of you that accept and receive the light, hallelujah, just like David did, you cannot hide that light. Amen. You cannot hide that light. All those that come into you will see the light. All of those that come into you will see the illumination of your life. They'll see the light of Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, verse 34, the light of the body is the eye. You need to know that the luminary is the eye. It is the transparent. Amen. It says, therefore, when the eye is single, in other words, singleness of heart, when your heart is set upon the light of the gospel, when your heart, amen, is as single and one with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a single, direct light. He said the whole body also is full of light. In other words, amen, as the eye is the light of the soul, of your emotions, of your realm, of the things that are within you, what makes you you, then if your eye is single, in other words, singleness from the heart, that light is shining from the heart, church, hallelujah, because, amen, the light of the gospel is shining in the heart. David said, I have thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He said, but when thy eye is evil, if the eye is single and full of light, the whole body is full of light. It shines the whole body as we come together, amen. But if thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Tonight, church, there's only one or two conditions we can be in. We can have a singleness of heart, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the light of the world, to stepping in and letting that light shine in us. You've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, the Bible says. And you need to know tonight, amen, either our heart shines and our eye is the light of the soul, and either the body is full of light or full of darkness. Either we have the evil eye tonight, or we have the eye of the light of the gospel. The eye of God, the heart of God, and the singleness, amen. And then the Bible says, take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. He's giving a warning tonight, church. There are people that sit in darkness. Do you know when you sit in darkness so often that you can begin, amen, and it can be at the very beginning, it can be so dark that you can't see your hand in front of your face? But church, tonight, there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice. Do you know tonight that the longer you sit in darkness, you become accustomed to that darkness, and it's not long before, the longer you sit in that darkness, the more you can see, even in darkness. Church, tonight,
amen,
you need to know, amen, there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice, you've done sin in darkness so long, it's become light to you. And you need to know that there is no light in amen, except the true light. The Bible says, there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice. The Bible says in Job chapter 3, verse 20, says, wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter end. So there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice tonight that you dread the sun coming up because you're living in misery and in the bitterness of your soul. There are some of you, amen, that are living in darkness and you're in misery. You despise another day. You despise the sun coming up. But you need to know tonight, amen, hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You need to know that every day is a created work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That day was made for you. You no longer need to be in misery. You no longer need to sit in darkness. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen. Hallelujah. The fulfillment of that was in Matthew chapter 5, amen, verse 14, where it talks about that these people sit in Zebulun and Naphtali. They sit in darkness. And they sit in the shadow of darkness, but they saw the great light. Hallelujah. Amen. On the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Magi who coming from the east, amen, they saw a great light. Church, you need to see the great light tonight. And that great, there's only one great light, and there's only one true light, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said in verse 21 there of Job chapter 3, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than hidden treasure. There are people underneath the sound of my voice right now. You're in misery, and you're in bitterness, and you're seeking death. You're seeking darkness. The church tonight, you need to be seeking for the light. You need to be seeking for that true light. There's only life in the true light. Some of you have been so miserable, you've been enamored with death, and you're digging for it. You're seeking death and can't find it. Another day is another day of misery, but you know what? It doesn't have to be that way tonight, church. Those of you underneath some of tomorrow can be a day of rejoicing. Oh, your salvation is nearer than you believe. What did he say? He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Church, have you looked for the light? Those of you that are in misery right now, those of you that have been seeking death for a long time, why don't you seek life? In him is the light, and the light was the life of men. We're going to go to that in just a minute. It says, verse 22, whoever will rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave. There are people that are trying to find the place of death. They're trying to find the grave. They're trying to find, amen, places of death and torment. But tonight, church, oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Tonight, church, amen, he's giving you the victory. And that victory is in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will shine if you open your hearts to him tonight. If you open, amen, to the true light. The Bible says, why is light given to a man whose way is hid and whom God hath hedged in? Why should God give you the light every day? Because he loves you. When you've been in your way is hid, amen, and the light, amen, amen, it's no longer for you to dwell in darkness. And the Bible says, talking about there in chapter 4, Job, there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice that have been teachers, have been pastors, have been preachers, have been evangelists, apostles, and you've come to a place. You've come to a place of misery. You've come to a place where, just like you said here in verse 3, it says, behold, thou hast instructed many and hast that I strengthen the weak hand. This is a prophetic word to those of you underneath that are in this condition tonight. There are pastors, there are preachers, there are evangelists, there are apostles, there are teachers underneath the sound of my, there are ministers underneath the sound of my life. You strengthen many, many people. This is a prophetic word. You've instructed many and strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have, verse 4, thy words have upholden them that was fallen. There are many that have come to you, and you've counseled thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and kept them from falling because you've given them the word of God. And thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. Verse 5, but now it's come upon thee. Now the very same thing. You've counseled thousands, kept them from falling by giving them the word of God. But now it's come upon thee, and thou faintest. It touches thee, and thou art troubled. You kept many from falling. You kept many by the counsel of the word of God. But here's what happened. There are many underneath the sound of my voice. You went and got the word to give to others, but you've never retained any for yourself. You went to the store. You went to the spiritual store and bought. You sought the word of God for scriptures and counseling to give others to keep them from falling, but you never kept any for yourself. Amen. You've come and you've gleaned the message. You took the light, but you gave the light to others and never kept any of the light for yourself. And now tonight you sit in darkness. And now tonight, as those that thousands have not fallen because of your counsel, but you never heeded the counsel yourself. That's what happened to Solomon in the last days of his life. He turned to idolatry. He turned to his wives. He turned. Here's a man that was one of the wisest men that ever lived. But he didn't heed his own counsel. There are many thousands underneath the sound of my voice right now. You've not heeded the own counsel. You went and got word. You went and got the light, but you didn't keep any for yourself. Tonight, you need to get the light, the true light, for yourself. You need to retain it, amen. Like the five foolish virgins, you have the lamp, but you ran out of oil. And at the time that the light is coming, at the time the light is redeeming your life, amen, you're like the foolish virgin. Amen, you had to go and get some more oil because you went and went and you were weary. Be not weary in well-doing, for thou shalt reap, but thou faint not in due season. There's a time and there's a season that light, amen, the light of the gospel has shined in your life. You need to let it shine in your own heart. The Bible says in John chapter 1, hallelujah, in him was the life. Verse 3. John chapter 1, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice was made and created by the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care who you believe in tonight. I don't care who you're following tonight. I don't care what belief you are tonight. I don't care if you're an atheist. You were made by the very God that you do not believe in tonight. And the Bible says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. The light has shined in your heart. The light has shined in your life. Church tonight, you're either light or dark. And the Bible says, as far as the spiritual realm is concerned, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light of the whole world shined in your heart, and you comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. All men would believe. Church tonight, you need to know I'm just a witness of that light. I'm not that light. This is talking about John the Baptist. All of us ministers on this program tonight are a witness to the true light. We testify, and we want you to come and look at the true light. Let the true light of Jesus Christ shine in your heart tonight. Brett, come to the true light. Here in America, amen, we've got what's called the luminaries, amen, and what they are is all day long, amen, that there is no light within themselves, light from the sun, the S-U-N, all day long. And at night when darkness comes, they're able to light, amen, even if there is no light in them. You know why? Because they have collected the light all day long. They have collected the solar rays all day long, and they shine in darkness, amen. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you something tonight. Are you luminary? Have you collected the light of the S-O-N tonight so that you can shine in the darkness when the darkness comes upon your life? Amen. Amen. There's no light within ourselves, church. But, amen, we are reflective of the S-O-N tonight, the true light. Hallelujah. And the word of God is the collector. We collect the light, and we are the illuminaries. Amen. Verse 80 says, verse 7 says, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. All men, through the witness of the light, would believe in the light. That's what we're pointing you to tonight. David found that Jesus was his light. Tonight, will you find the true light? Will you go to the light? There's only one true light, and that's Jesus. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. You want the light tonight? You want the candle? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. And then, going on, I'm going to give you two, three more scriptures. I'm going to get back to 1 John chapter 1. This then is the message, verse 5, which we have heard of him, and declaring to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. This is the message I give you to you tonight. God is light, and there's no darkness in God. There's no darkness in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Church, tonight we've got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Tonight you have to check yourself. Are you walking in the light? Are you walking in the true light? I'm not talking about, you need to know tonight, Satan can manifest himself. Even his ministers can manifest themselves as angels of light, luminaries. They have stolen the light, but there's no light in them tonight. They're just darkness. He reserved, Amen. He spared not the angels. He reserved them underneath darkness. They are reserved in chains of everlasting darkness. The Bible says in the book of Jude that amen, that they have come, and they're even under the mist of darkness tonight. Their first habitation, these are angels. These were once angels of light. But tonight, there's only darkness in them, and there will only be darkness. Tonight, you have an opportunity right now to choose the light. You have an opportunity to go to the true light. The Bible says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. When you come to the light, it will cleanse you of your darkness. Because the light has a life's blood. In him was the light, and the light was the life of men. When you come to him, he will give you a blood transfusion. And those of you that walk in darkness, amen, I know, amen, there are people that can't even get in the light. There are people, amen, we've got shows and we've got entertainment things that, you know, they call them as vampires and all this kind of stuff. They can't walk in the day. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ that'll give you a blood transfusion that you can come out in the light of day. Hallelujah. By the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will change you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says this, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Yearwood. First John chapter 2, verse 8. He says, again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you. Here's the thing that's true in Christ and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Hallelujah, darkness is past. Men fell, amen, in the Garden of Eden. But God said, I'll put an enmity between thee and thy seed. And that amen. True light shined on the cross of Calvary. But that light went out. Because on that day, the darkness from the third hour to the sixth hour, hallelujah, darkness because he was taking on the sins, your sins tonight, church, my sins, your sins, whoever's listening, all the sins of the world, he took it upon himself. But on that third day, the true light shone up very early in the morning, resurrection morning. And tonight, church, we can say, the darkness is past, and the true light is still shining. Will you receive him now? Will you receive the true light? I'm just a witness. I am not that light, but I'm a witness. And let me tell you who the true light is. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. That was a great word. Now, I just think in the... This past weekend, we had a great, we was in a great revival, rather, with Brother Branham and him up in North Carolina. Had one receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost up there, and then we come on back to Madisonville on a Sunday morning. Had one to get saved in our church. Then Sunday night, we had another great service. So This weekend we was in a 3-day service, I mean in 2 days. And we had a great time, and the Lord really moved and really blessed and really stirred our hearts. And we just really appreciate what God did there. And we was up in Franklin, North Carolina on a Saturday night there, and God really moved and really blessed, and had that one to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And everybody in the house was up on the walking the floor and the praising the Lord and the shouting and going on. I don't know just how many was there, but we had them from South Carolina and Tennessee and North Carolina and Georgia, from all around there in that service. And so God really moved and blessed. So thank God for that. So I'm going to ask Tim to sing a song here now, then we'll get the prayer request.
My heart was like a battered ship, tossed on the stormy sea. Forgotten in the ocean breeze, as lost as I could be. And he brought my soul to a shelter of peace. Now I've anchored my soul in the harbor of hope, where the peaceful waters of his love flow, a place of rest and refuge from the howling wind that blow, a haven from the hurricane that rage against my soul. Jesus is my harbor of hope. When the tempest waves I face, I'm never lost alone again. His plan is all I need. Oh, now I'm in his cold but tender care. There's a sanctuary here when the gusty winds of life come over me. Now I'm in the harbor of hope, where the peaceful waters of his love flow, a place of rest and refuge from the howling winds that blow, a haven from the hurricane, the rage against my soul. Jesus is my harbor. On the voice of calm, found this place of quiet rest and everlasting peace. My soul's in the harbor of hope, where the rest and refuge from the howling winds that blow, a haven from the hurricane that raged against my soul. Jesus is my harbor of hope.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate that song. So I'm going to let Betty read the prayer request here, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is the anchor of our souls. I just want to thank him for healing my back. It's been doing really good, and I just thank him for it. Been doing my housework without hurting, so I just give God all the praise for it. We got Kay Hurd, Kay Hurd's family. She died this week, one that we've been praying for on the broadcast. And Bobby Sinner's mom, Vivian Sinner's, that we've been praying for, passed away yesterday, so remember that family. And Amber needs prayer tonight. Betty and Stephanie need prayer tonight. Fred Brannon, Keith Green, and Edith Hampton, all three have cancer, so let's remember them. They're needing a miracle. Bob and Clara Hicks, Bob needs a miracle in his back, and Sister Clara's just getting weaker all the time, so let's remember them in prayer. A little girl by the name of Cadis needs our prayers tonight. She's going through a lot. And Eddie Bolton is having back problems, so let's remember him. Let's remember all the listeners out there that's been listening, that God will meet their needs. Roy and Martha Sexton need a healing. All the ones that need to be saved, we have five kids that need salvation. Their names are Tony, Philip, Faith, Deidre, and Charity. So remember them all tonight. We'll just all go to the Lord in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Green and Sister Green up here in Springboro, Ohio. We're just glad to be with you and on the program tonight with you and listening in.
Okay, do you have a prayer request and need to make known?
Well, remember Sister Center's family, that God will help them, and the son, Philip, he's preaching the funeral. I think it's going to be on Saturday, so just keep them in prayer. And I think Joanna has a request.
Yeah, also pray for Sister Lolanda Hoskin-Chastine, her family. Sister Lolanda passed away last night. Remember that family as well.
Amen. Let's remember that. Brother John?
Yeah, bro.
Do you have any prayer requests?
Just remember the body of Christ and the church, and just like Sister Betty just pretty much covered all about the needs of all the people and the listeners, and just we just praise the Lord, and, you know, we thank the Lord for it. He is healing. He is on the throne. He is, you know, prayers for being answered, and we just continue to bombard heaven and believe him, and amen, and so we thank him for what he's doing.
Amen. What about you, Sister Frieda? You got a prayer request?
I forgot her first name, but there's a 22-year-old around here that's got cancer. Her last name is Russo, but I don't remember her first name. So let's remember that. Remember her in prayer tonight.
Okay. I'll just take them all to the Lord in prayer then and just pray for them right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, we just ask God that you just reach down, Lord, to see every need. Lord, you know every one of them. And Father, we just ask you, God, that you'll reach down. Lord, that you will just touch them. Lord, that you will set them free. God, every family, God, that's lost their loved one. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, Father, that you just touch them. Lord, that you will just move, Father, upon them right now. Lord, that you will just touch, and Lord, that you will just take care of everything, God, and just heal, Father. Lord, save the lost, Lord. Go near to hell, Father. We just ask you, God, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' holy name, we praise you, God, in Jesus. Thank you. Thank
the light of the gospel shining in our lives. Lord, let someone, Father, Lord,
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Green?
Yeah.
Your sister Joanne wanted us to go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Okay, I think Joanna's got something first. I'll let her go here first.
Thank you.
Praise God. We were listening in there, and Brother John did an awesome job in thinking about the light there, the subject being the light, and how Jesus is that light, praise God, and how we're, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that light, once we accepted Jesus Christ and repentance of our sin, and we accepted the reason he died on the cross for the remission of our sins, the light comes into us, and that's the Spirit of the Lord. And we're to be a light now, like Brother John was saying, a city set up on the hill that cannot be hid. And I was thinking about here in Matthew 25, I'm going to read some here to you. The Bible says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And after came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour within the Son of Man cometh. And I was thinking, Brother Yearwood, we must keep our lights trimmed and burning, and we must always be a-watching for the Lord. And he said, If you love me, keep my commandments. And you know,
yes.
I thought how better you can see when you wash your windows of your house, how much better you can see out when you get all the dirt off, and how
Amen.
We can see much better when we look and watch for Jesus Christ is coming. And you know, and we get out all the sin of our life, how better we can see. And I thought about Psalms 119, verse 105. It says, The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I believe those virgins that had oil in their lamp, I believe it was a spiritual meaning to it. I believe that they kept their lamps trimmed and burning, meaning they kept the wick trimmed. I believe that they kept the sin out of their life. And I believe they had the word and the oil, which is the anointing, praise God. And thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So those five virgins that were wise, they had a light to see, and that was the word of God, because the lamp that they carried was a light unto the path and unto their feet, and that they can see when the bridegroom came, he had let them enter in. And praise the Lord. John 8:12 says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we have that life. We have Jesus in us. And we are to be the salt of the earth. And he said, If the salt loses its savior, it says, What good is it to the earth? You know, I'm paraphrasing there. And 1 Peter 2:9 says, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye shall show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the Bible says there, I believe it's John 14, he said, The greater works that ye shall do, he said, The works that I do, ye shall do also, even greater works shall ye do. So the works that Jesus had done, we have those gifts, but we're not to rejoice because we have the gifts to to cast out devils and all, but our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life therein, and that's what we're doing here tonight, is we're trying to talk to somebody out there that might be listening to this radio broadcast, and maybe you once knew him and you've walked away, and you know sin is pleasure for just a season, but you've got to come back to the light and let the light enter into you and be separated and be a separate people, he said, and get out of the darkness, because the sin will keep you, take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. But God, he's so merciful that he will take you back. And I just thank you, Brother Yearwood, for letting me say something. And I always want to encourage somebody to come back. Time is short. This old world is winding up. And, you know, the Bible's being fulfilled. He said when this gospel is preached into all the world, it's then the end is going to come. And you know, this is being, we're not professional. We don't claim to be professional. We don't want our name in limelights and broad lights. We're not trying to make a big name for ourselves, but we're just a regular people. Even Paul said, I come to you with the simplicity of the gospel. And I didn't come to you with enticing words, big, eloquent speech. Speeches, and we didn't take any college degree, Brother Yearwood, no theology.
Amen.
I didn't study theology. The only thing I've studied is the Bible, the King James Bible. That's all I've studied. I might look in a few Bible dictionaries. I might have looked at some of the things on YouTube of other preachers that's gone on to be with the Lord, and like Brother A.A. Allen or those men of old, and you know, that we have access to hear because of the internet system, and you know, that's all I've done. I've not went to no big college to do this or anything like that. And you know, that there is another sign that this is the end of times. The Bible said that knowledge would exceedingly grow, you know, be great in those days, and that's a worldly knowledge, I believe. But you know, God's going to get his word out, and it won't return void. And I just want to encourage somebody, if you're backslid on the Lord, if you never knew him, if you've never been saved, it's a simple prayer. All you got to do is ask for Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Praise
Amen.
God. Brother Yearwood, I think Brother Green has something there he wants to say. God bless
well,
you all.
God
I sure
bless
appreciate you.
We appreciate you too. So just go ahead there, Brother Green.
Praise God. It's good to be with you. I thank God that I can speak for the Lord Jesus Christ, that I am an ambassador for Christ, praise God, that I have given my life to Jesus Christ. One day I came to the Father through that name, and the Bible tells us that there's none other name given among men under heaven whereby that we must be saved, but by the name of Jesus. And you can find that in Acts chapter 4, I believe it is, and verse 12. And, you know, there are many people today that believe that there are many ways to get to God. But if we read the Bible and study the King James Bible, we know also that the pilgrims that came over in the beginning of this country, they were holiness people. They were, I think they were called Puritans, and they were holiness, and they believed that they had to live right. And, you know, living right is letting your light shine, because if the world cannot see Jesus in us, then we know that we might be the only Bible that they'll ever read. Some people don't have a Bible. Some people don't take time. They just go on down life's road, and they don't think about eternity. They don't go to church, and they don't hear people preaching on the street corners anymore like they did in days of old. I remember when I was a child, a young teenage boy. I'm 64 years old. I'll soon be 65. The Lord permits me to live. I'll be 65. In the early part of next year coming. And I thank God that I'm saved by grace tonight because I heard the gospel. Praise God. I got myself in a church that preached the word of God. I tell you, there's a lot of Bibles out there tonight, but they
are added to and taken away. But I tell you, find yourself a King James Version Bible. But like I was saying earlier, you know, the pilgrims came over and started building their colonies in this country in the beginning when the Indians had control of this country. And they came over here for the reason of worshiping God in the spirit and in the truth. And, you know, Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, the time is, you must worship God. And the time is coming that you shall worship God in spirit and in truth. And she began to tell the Lord there at Jacob's well that day in John chapter 4. She said, well, we know that Messiah cometh, and when he comes, he'll tell us all things. Well, we're preaching about him tonight. We're preaching about him being the light of the world. You know, Brother John did a marvelous job preaching, and we're here.
Amen.
To try to reinforce what he said tonight, and we reinforce by the Word of God what Brother John preached and what others are preaching. And Paul the Apostle, he told Timothy to preach the Word. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he came down here in verse 14 of John chapter 1 and became flesh and dwelt among us. And I tell you, I'm so glad that I found out Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, over there in John chapter 1, it said the light was the life of men. And, you know, I've got life tonight because I've got the light. I've got the light of the glorious gospel that shined in my heart. Christ came in one day when I accepted him as my personal Savior. When I found me a place, repented of my sin, and laid aside the sin and the weights that was holding me down, and I'm on a journey tonight. I'm running a race that's set before me, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. But he's the author tonight. There's no way to get to God but through Christ, and he is that light that came into the world. I want to read a scripture here. I hope I made some sense there. I believe I did. But just
Amen.
Take what you can out of that. But I want to read over here in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1. Says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Now I want you to notice, if you got a King James Version, in verse 2, it says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. That Son is spelled S-U-N. And I was thinking, you know, that's no mistake. I don't believe there's any mistakes in the Word of God. I don't believe
Amen.
There's any. That's why I don't add to it and I don't take away. I'm not going to, I may have my opinion. You may have your opinion on what certain scriptures mean. But you're not going to go out there and find you another Bible and say, well, that don't mean that, so I'm taking it out and writing it another way. See, when you do that, you're adding to and you're taking away from the Word of God. Like I said earlier, the pilgrims came with the Word of God, but they came over here with, excuse me, they came over, can't hardly talk tonight, they came over here with the Geneva Bible. Take over for me a minute, John. Praise God.
Praise God. And the Geneva Bible there, it had footnotes in it. And King James, he wanted to cut down all the arguing and all the fussing and bickering about the footnotes in the Word of God. So he took them all out. And that's how we have our 1611 version of King James Bible. And I'm going to turn it back to Brother Green.
I got choked up for a little bit, but I tell you, the devil try to hinder you. If you're preaching on anything, if you're trying to fight the good fight and trust in the Lord, sometimes you might come up against some things, but I tell you, the weapons of our warfare tonight are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we have the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, and we are fighting the good fight tonight. Praise God. We're on a journey. It's talking about the pilgrims came over here with that Geneva Bible, and it's the King James Version Bible, but it had all the footnotes in it. And it was talking about, and I know some people won't like what I got to say, but you know, it was talking about some other religions, and one specific religion. I'm not going to get on that tonight, but I'll leave it alone. Ain't no sense making people mad, but if you read your Bible, you'll find out what the truth is. If you get in it, dig in it, and you get down to business, and you get to fasting and praying and seeking God, that you'll find the truth, and you'll find out that the King James Version Bible is the true Word of God, that there's no mistakes in it. There's been people who tried to claim there were mistakes in it, but I'm here to tell you, I don't believe there is any. I believe it's the Word of God, and it's, you know, if you think about it, it's an English version, but and there's other versions. I understand there's other languages, what I'm trying to say. But, you know, if I say the Lord is coming in English, I can say the Lord is coming in other languages.
Amen.
I can say it in Chinese. I can say it in Japanese or whatever language you're in. I can say the Lord is coming in that language. And if I take and write a Bible and it's in a different language and I take it off of the Word of God and I stay with the Word of God, then I've got the same thing in Chinese, Japanese, or whatever it is that I've got in the King James Version in English. So,
amen.
I just, I'm going to hold on to the light, praise God, and keep on preaching. And as long as the Lord allows me, I'm going to preach the gospel. And I'm so glad, you know, he told Timothy, said, preach the word. Well, if he didn't have any word to preach, he couldn't have preached it. And, you know, he said, one jot or one tittle shall not pass till all the word be fulfilled. So, you know, they had the Word of God. I mean, we've got it today. It ain't lost. We still have the light of the glorious gospel tonight. It's giving us light. As we read the gospel, it gives us light on the inside. We're eating the Word of God, and the Word was the life of men. The light was the light of men and the life. And it's in the Word and in the light. And I'm so glad I got that light shining. If I come in contact with somebody that's not saved, I can give him the Word of God. And when I do, I'm turning the light on. I'm turning it on for him, and I'm showing him the pathway to salvation. You know, there's darkness, gross darkness, that's going to come upon the land, and the Lord is going to raise up a standard against it. But I don't want to be over on the dark side. I want to be a walking in the light as he is in the light. And, you know, he said the night cometh when no man can work. And while you have the light, to walk in it. And praise the Lord. I'm so glad about that tonight, that the light of my salvation, it's on the inside. I was thinking about Gideon. You know, Gideon said, do what I do here. He said he was fighting against, I believe it was, I think it was Amalekites, I'm not sure now, it's been so long since I read it. Judges chapter, somewhere around chapter 6, Gideon was called the mighty man of God. The angel of God came to him and gave him a message and said, you're going to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Amalekites, I believe it was. And he said, well, who am I? I can't do nothing. Well, you know, we can't do nothing without God, but with God we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And Moses said, well, what am I going to, I can't deliver. I can't go to Pharaoh, and I can't talk. And when he saw the bush burning on the hillside and went up to find out what it was, and God spoke to him, he said, I can't go to Pharaoh. Since I've come in contact with you, God, I still can't talk plain. And maybe you can't talk plain tonight out there. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody like that. Maybe you got, maybe your wife can help you. Maybe your little brother will help you. He'll get up and he'll read the scripture for you or something. You know, you might need that, and we all need help, and God give us helpmates to help us. I got a wife, and she helps me in the ministry, and she can do things that I can't do, and I can do things that she can't do. And she preaches messages that I can't preach, and because God gives her different messages than what he does me sometimes, but it's all the Word of God. And you don't have to be educated. I'll tell you what, tonight, God can take anybody, anywhere, and he can put wisdom in them, and he can give them the Word, and he can help them preach, and they can bring the light out, and people can see the light. And when the light's turned on, you go into a house and turn the light on. Well, if there's a mouse or there's a roach or there's something in that house, you can tell it's in there. You know, when the light shines on us, then we need to examine ourselves. If there's something wrong in our life, then we need to find us an altar somewhere, and we need to have a little talk with Jesus. And, tell him all about our trouble. Tell him where you have fallen short, and he knows it anyway, but he wants us to come to him. You know, when Adam was walking in the garden, and Adam sinned against God, well, Adam heard the voice of God coming in the garden, and he hid amongst the trees, and God said, where art thou, Adam? And he said, he had to own up to where he was at. He said, what'd you hide yourself for? Well, God already knew why he hid. He said, you ate of the tree, didn't you? And, Adam had to confess up. He had to confess, ate of that tree that you commanded me not to eat of. And you see, he was repentant when he confessed up to God. I don't have to go and confess up to a bunch of pastors or, people. I don't have to go in a booth somewhere, in a little closet somewhere that man made. And the pastor stand on the other side of the veil or whatever, the booth, and I say, well, I messed up, Pastor. I've sinned against God. No, we don't have to do that. What if the pastor runs out and tells everybody who you was and what you done? Well, we wouldn't want that to happen, If all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one, except they have the righteousness of Christ, except they've been born again tonight. You're not right. If you're not born again of the Spirit of God, then you're away from God. But when we repent and get down on our knees, call upon the Lord, or standing or sitting or maybe laying flat on our back in some hospital bed somewhere, and maybe you're listening to this broadcast, and I want you to ask Jesus to forgive you of all of your sins, and I want you to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And the Bible says he'll send forth his Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. But we've got to come in at the door. We must come in through the one that God ordained, and that was Christ. And I won't take too much time, Brother Yearwood. I've got some scriptures I could read here tonight, but I don't know how many is going to come on with you tonight, and I don't want to cut your time short of what you might have to say. Now, I know I've been scattered a little bit, but I know Jesus is the way tonight. I know all these others, they try to say that there's many lights, other religions that'll take you to God. But I want to tell you tonight, there is only one light. And I read about, there in Malachi about the Son of Righteousness. Let me look at it one more time. Praise the Lord. Also, let's see, I already turned away from that in Isaiah. But he said, the Son of Righteousness shall arise. And that wasn't Isaiah, that was Malachi. What's the matter? All right. Well, in Malachi, I'm going to find it for you in chapter 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And like I said earlier, that's a S-U-N, Son. You know, the Son in Genesis, I listened to some of Brother John's preaching. We couldn't get it all. It was cutting in and out. We was listening on the computer. And it was cutting in and out. And so I don't know exactly what he did preach, but some of it I heard was real good. And I don't know, I'm sure it all was good. But he went back into Genesis chapter 1, and he said something about Genesis chapter 1, and I didn't get to hear it all. But in verse 14 of Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. You see, God didn't make, as far as I can understand here, he didn't make the sun until the fourth day. He made the ball in the sky, that big giant sun ball in the sky, and it gives us light during the day. And he likened this light to the Son of God that was with him in the beginning, and that had created all things, for without him was not anything made that was made, in John chapter 1. And so he made this greater light to rule the day, and in Malachi 4, he says the Son of Righteousness shall... But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. So I want you to know also in Revelation chapter 12, there's a woman clothed with the sun, the S-U-N. And I'm believing that God has got a message through these scriptures, that he's trying to show people that this Bible is so deep. I mean, it is so, there's so many messages in the Word of God. And in Revelation 12, this woman was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Now, she is a glorious sun-clothed woman. And I won't get into too much of that, but I want you to know when you've got the Son of God in your life, you're clothed with that light. You have light in your vessel. And Gideon said, break the vessel. He put a light. He put a light in an earthen vessel. Took 300 men, and it came again to Malachites. And I believe it was nighttime when he did. I know it was nighttime when he did this. And he separated them into three companies. And he said, now when I blow the trumpet, he said, you blow the trumpet. So they had trumpets, I believe it was, in one hand, and they had a light in the other hand. They had a vessel. And you know, we got this light today in earthen vessels. It's on the inside of you and I, and we're clay. We're houses of clay is what we are, but we got light on the inside if we're born again. And he said, when I give the word or blow the trumpet, he said, you all blow blow the trumpet and break the vessel, and the light will shine. And when they did that, that enemy fought one another. It so scared them so bad, and it being nighttime, they didn't know who to fight and who not to fight. And they fought one another and was killing one another. And the light will disperse the darkness, and it'll put to flight the enemy of our soul. If we get enough light in us, I'll tell you, the devil will tremble, I believe. When Jesus walked into the synagogues, so many times I believe the devil would cry out and say, "You're the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel." And he would command them to just shut up, basically, just be quiet and come out of him. And they knew who he was, because he was the light of the world. And I'll turn it back to you, Brother Yearwood. Thank you for
having me come on. Praise the Lord. Well, appreciate you there, Brother Green and Sister Green. Appreciate the word of God there. So I'm going to let Tim sing another song here. So just worship with him, Mary, what he sings.
Soldier of the few words. A light in the corner of this dark world keeps the fire strong till I make it home, living with the light on. My daily walk is more than talk. My actions are louder than words. Each and every mile brings another trial. My deeds are my witness to the world. You see, I can follow Christ in my everyday life, die by my very own sin. So I'll choose the life that comes with the life only Christ can give. I'm living with the light on. I'm happy as I go along. I'm shouting the victory, praying that all will see that I'm a soldier of the few words. A light in the corner of this dark world keeps the fire strong till I make it home, living with the light on. Just like today it happened again, I crossed the path of a broken man. He said, "I just can't live this way anymore. My certain future is certain for sure." Said, "The path I'm on is eternally wrong. Got to be more to this life." So he bowed and prayed, and he found the way, the way to Jesus Christ. So yeah, I'm living with the light on. I'm happy as I go along. I'm shouting the victory, praying that all will see that I'm a soldier of a few words. A light in the corner of this dark world keeps the fire strong till I make it home, living with the light on. Living with the light on. Oh, I'm living with the light on. Every day I'm living with the light on.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Appreciate the wonderful singing and everything's been said and done. I'm going to try to minister here a few minutes by God's help. We've got Psalms 27 and verse 1. It says, "And the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know, praise God, it's time that we realize that we got to fear the Lord. You know, a lot of times I think, you know, a lot of people have done lost their dignity or whatever you want to call it. They've done got where that they're not a fear of the Lord anymore. But, you know, praise God, God has all power in heaven and earth. I tell the devil every time that he comes to me and tries to lead me off wrong some way or another, I tell him, I say, "Look here, Satan, I praise God, I know and I fear God. I know that God can do whatever he wants to do. I tell you, I know that God has all power in heaven and earth. He can destroy us if we'll just keep going the wrong direction. It's time that we realize who he is and what he is." Let's look into 1 John verse 1 and 5 through 10. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." You know, praise God, I'm so thankful tonight to know that in God there's no darkness. Praise God, tonight, if we're walking up the way the Lord would want us to walk, then we don't have no darkness in us. Let's go on. Let's look here into the Word. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." I tell you, God is telling us, and I was studying on this here today, people, praise God, say that they're walking up with the Lord, but they say, "I've got a sin a little bit more or less every day." My friend, God's word here tells me that you're a liar. If we got a sin, then we don't have fellowship with the light, because in him is no darkness. Praise God, he is the light of this world. And I'm so thankful tonight that I know that he is. Look in verse 7. It says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Hallelujah. That lets me know right there there's no sin in us. If we've got sin in us, my friend, then we don't have nothing. But praise God. But I'm so thankful tonight to know that there is light. Praise God. Let's look into that verse 7 again. It says, "But if we walk in the light," in the light of the Lord, hallelujah, then, praise God, "as he is the light," is mentioned the light again in verse 7, "we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin," hallelujah, from all sin, not just a little bit, but praise God, if we got a little bit in our lives, then as Brother Green was saying there a while ago, we need to go back to the altar. We need to get a hold of God and pray and seek God. Get all the sin out of our life, because the Word tells me that no sin's going to enter in. But he that doeth the Father's will, hallelujah, is the only one that's going to make heaven their home. We got to be clean. We got to be pure. We got to be dedicated. We got to be undefiled, hallelujah, if we want to make heaven our home. I tell you what, if fear, there's time that we need to fear God. and this is the day that we live in now. We need to make sure that there's no sin in our life. Praise God. Let's look into verse 8. It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Praise God. I tell you, it's telling us here that we cannot say that. I know the Bible teaches us that we've all come sin and come short of the glory of God. But I'm telling you here tonight, praise God, that we got to be pure. We got to be undefiled. Jesus Christ, he was a man. He come to this earth, and he didn't come here with sin in his life. And he says that we are supposed to be like him. And if we're going to be like him, then we're going to be pure. We're going to be holy. We're going to be dedicated unto God. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 9 there. And it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Hallelujah. You know, we don't need to run around and say that we're not sinning, because I realize that the devil, he's always there, ready to tempt. He's always there, ready to mislead us. But praise God, I know beyond every shadow of a doubt that if we walk uprightly before God, I don't believe that we have to sin. I don't believe we have to practice sin. I believe that we can walk uprightly before him and know beyond every shadow of a doubt that God is the light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light. He's the light that come in. Hallelujah. He come into this world, praise God, undefiled. And he went out of this world, praise God, undefiled. I tell you what, he's telling us that we must live like him, that we must walk uprightly before him if we want to make heaven our home. No sin's going to enter in. And if we keep the light, hallelujah, burning in our lives, then I don't believe that we have to practice sin. I believe that we need to have the light. I believe that we need to realize in him is the life of all men, and he's the light. Hallelujah. And praise God, we can be as he is. Praise God, the word Christian, I've said so many times, the word Christian, to mean to be Christ-like. That's what he's asking us to be like, to be like him. Praise God. Let's look into Ephesians 5 and 14. Wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, we need to rise from the dead. Then let Christ shine in us. I tell you, he tells us over another passage of Scripture, he said, let your light shine before men that you glorify, or they'll glorify the Father in you. I tell you what, people, I need to let this light shine. As Brother John, I believe, and Brother Green brought out there a while ago about being a city that was set up on a mountain. Praise God, the light shining. And I tell you what, that light, a city that's set up on that mountain, praise God, it's going to shine. And you can't, you can be off in valleys, and you can see up on the mountaintop, and you can see that light shining. And that city cannot be hid, praise God. And that's the way we are tonight. We walk out into the darkness. We're supposed to be able, people supposed to be able to see us. If they can't see us and see of the light shining in us, then there's something wrong. We need to get back in the altar. We need to pray until the light comes on, until the candlestick be lit and be put up on the wall for the whole room to see that light. Hallelujah. That's where that we need to be at tonight. We need to be letting our light so shine before men that they'll want to glorify the Father which is in heaven. My friend, you and I tonight, we are the light of this world. Jesus said that he, what he was in this world, he was the light of the world. But he said, when I go away, ye should be the light of the world. Hallelujah. Tonight, you and I, we are the light. Our light should shine out through the darkness where people can see us. I tell you what, if we're a mixing and a mingling, if we're in the world, being of the world, then we're not of God. We're on the wrong ship. But we need to get in the, just like Jesus said, we're in the world, but not of the world. Hallelujah. We need to let our light so shine before God that people can see this light. I tell you what, I thank God tonight that we can let a light shine. Hallelujah. Let's look into Ephesians 5 and 6 and 8. 6, 7, and 8. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if we're disobedient to God, the wrath of God's going to be poured out on us. It's going to come up on us. But thank God, I tell you what, we need to realize, praise God, that we don't have to have the wrath because we can have the Lord shining out through us. Praise God. Let's look into verse 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to walk, my friend, as children of the light. We're supposed to walk uprightly. We're supposed to be separated from this world. We're not supposed to be partakers of their evil deeds. If we do, then we're going to have the wrath of God to come upon us. I tell you what, I don't want the wrath of God upon me. I want the peace. I want the joy. I want the long-suffering. I want the Lord, hallelujah, to be a part of my life, and I want to be a part of the Lord's life. I love the blessings of God. I love his benefits. There's too many today, my friend, that is this of business over to God. They're not doing what God tells them to do. They're being partakers. They're wanting to hang in to the world. But God said to come out from amongst the world, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and you will be my sons and daughters. Praise God, I tell you what, it's time that people realize where they stand. It's time that we come out from amongst the world, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. I want to be a light to this lost and dying world. I want to be a light that shineth, that people can see the hope of glory, the Christ in us. I tell you what, we are the people, hallelujah, of God. We are the ones, hallelujah, that's going to have to shine out through the darkness this day and time. And we need to be shining out. We need to be letting our light so shine before men, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into St. John 12:35 and 36. Then Jesus said unto them, yea, a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light left, lest darkness come upon you. For ye have walked in darkness, knoweth not whither he goeth. You know, praise God. As too many today have walked in darkness. We need to come around. We need to get into the light and realize that we're going to walk with Jesus. We're going to have to let him be the light. Shineth out through of the darkness. People need to let Jesus shine out through us. I tell you, people, you can be a Christian and you get around somebody that's out there in the world. They don't have to tell you they're in the world. If you're really true born again, you can see the light that they've got shining in just a little bit. And you see the darkness from it, my friend. Then it's time that we need to separate ourselves from that. We need to witness to them. We need to try to get them over into the light. I tell you, except we win them, they're going to be lost. And that's the reason why that I'm saying tonight that we need to be the light. Jesus is the light. Hallelujah. We need to lead the people into the light. If we don't, then they're going to be dying, and they're going to be lost, and they're going to be burning in hell. My friend, if we have the opportunity to witness to them, and we don't do it, then the blood's going to be on our hands, and then we're going to be in trouble in judgment time. I don't want nobody's blood in my hands. I want to tell them about Jesus. I want to tell them that the Lord loved them enough that he come to this world. He brought the light with him into this world that we can receive from him. Praise God. I'm so glad of that. Hallelujah. See you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe 36 is where I'm at. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things speak Jesus, and departed and did hide himself from them. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus hid himself from the darkness, from them. I tell you what, my friend, tonight, we need to just lead them into the light. Hallelujah. Let's look into Matthew 5 and 14 and 16. Ye are the light and the, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. You know, I got ahead of myself a while ago. We are the city, hallelujah, that sit up on the hill, cannot be hid. And you know, my friend there, there in the verse 15, it says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Hallelujah. You know, that's what it's all about there tonight. My friend, we put a light. We put a candle upon the wall. Praise God. Let's look into verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, praise God. That's what we need to be doing. I know that I got ahead of myself there, but praise God, it's time that we get where the Lord wants us to be. It's time that we realize that God is wanting to lead us into the light. Hallelujah. And we need to be in the light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For so have the Lord commanded, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that they thou shouldest be for salvation unto the end of the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, tonight, that's what we're supposed to be, a light, you know, praise God, shining into this generation and into Gentiles, that they can see the salvation, I tell you, before the end of time. And it's a time, my friend, that we walk before God and do as the Lord told us to do, and walk up before Him rightly. You know, praise God. Let's look. I'm going to read one more verse here. Then I'm going to let Tim sing a song. Praise God. And John 8 and 12. Then speak Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, tonight, my friend, He is the light, and we've got to walk as He wants us to walk, and He's going to walk us in the light. You know, one passage of Scripture over there, it said to pray that you not lead us into temptation. I'm glad tonight the Lord don't lead us into temptation. Praise God, but He lead us in the light. And we'll walk in the light as He is the light. Then we can have fellowship one with another. So I'm so thankful for that tonight, praise God. So I'm going to let Tim sing a song.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near me, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. I pray, Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Praise the Lord. Sister Frieda, you got anything you want to say?
No. I done said everything, Brother Yearwood.
Okay. Well, we for sure appreciate it. So, Brother and Sister Green?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood.
Go ahead. Obey the Lord there. We got
okay,
17 minutes. Yep.
I'll be short. Maybe somebody else got something else, too. But I was thinking, you know, about in the book of Daniel, and I don't think anybody said anything about that. But, you know, there in the fifth chapter of Daniel, Belshazzar the king made a great feast, the Bible said, there in verse 1. And so he was having a party. And in verse 2 it says, Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. And you know, he had gathered all these people together, and he thought he was going to throw himself a party. And, you know, they're doing that today, Brother Yearwood. Seems like the world is not looking for Jesus to come again. And when he went away, he said, I will come again. And yet a little while, he said, he would come. And, you know, he did come for the disciples. He came back and showed them that he was alive from the dead. And he went away, and he said, I go and prepare a place for you. And that where I am, there you may be also. And so he went back to heaven. He's been there at the right hand of the Heavenly Father.
And he's been there making intercession for you and I, and he is watching over us and caring for his people, and he's looking for souls to come in and be saved. And whosoever will can come, the Bible says, and drink of the water of life freely. And Jesus is that water of life. And he told that woman at the well, I can give you water that you'll never have to thirst again. He was talking about spiritually thirsting spiritually. He can give us enough water if we'll keep coming back to the well of grace and drinking at that spiritual fountain. We'll never want the things of this world. If we can get enough of God, enough of the Spirit of God in our life, then we won't be drawn away by the enticement of the devil. And a lot of people are being drawn away, but you know, they was drinking. The Bible said there in verse 4, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron and wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. You know, the king was making fun, I guess, of the gods, or the great God Jehovah. He worshipped many gods, as far as I know. There in Babylon is where this took place at. And they were in that city of Babylon, and it was a big city closed in. And they thought they were safe. But I tell you tonight, there's no safety outside of Jesus. And I don't want to go too long here, but that hand wrote on the wall, the Bible said, let me see here, over in verse 5 here it says, in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. But I want you to know that it was over where the candlestick was. It was over there where the light was, where the brightest light was. If we could get in the bright light, if we could get enough of the light of God in us, we could get revelation knowledge from God. We can get the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and we can get the gifts of the Spirit working in our life. If we just get in the shallow water, you know, we're not going to get a whole lot from God. But if we wade out into the deep and we get out there in the deep water, then we're going to get something from God. And if we get in the light as he is in the light, we stay in that light and we press toward the high calling of God. And we seek the Lord in this time which he's given us to seek him. He said to seek him while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. And he's not far from any of us, the Bible says in Acts, there in the book of Acts. But, you know, he's nigh at hand. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother tonight. And whosoever will can come and find the Lord as their Savior. And I don't want to take up too much time here, but they called in the soothsayers, the astrologers, the soothsayers, and they wanted somebody to read this here writing that was on the wall. And it had written upon the plaster of the wall over against the candlestick where the light was shining bright. That was where the light was the brightest. And, you know, we get in some churches sometimes and the light's in there, but let's get the light in our churches shining real bright. Let's have all the Word of God we can. Let us get in the book and read and study to show ourselves approved unto God, that we can shine the gospel light and we can make known the will of God, and we can tell people things that's in this in these scriptures that will open their eyes to the truth of the gospel, and that they can see who Jesus really is. And I thought to myself, and I don't know this to be a fact, but, you know, when they came and Babylon took over Israel, they took those golden vessels out of Jerusalem, and they took them out of the temple of God in Jerusalem. And, you know, I think they took that golden candlestick, that candlestick that had been made I think they took it, and maybe the king put it up in his palace, and it could have been that very candlestick where that light was shining. And but I won't get into that too much, but it could have been that very candlestick that they had in the temple of the house of God, in the tabernacle there that was in the wilderness. Praise God. But I'll give it back to Brother Yearwood, and
okay. They
couldn't find anybody to write, you know, read that writing, give that interpretation. They finally found a man of God. They found Daniel. I'll turn it back to you, brother.
Okay, I appreciate that, Brother Green. We've got another call in there. 828, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hello, Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood. This is Pastor Philip Cochran from the Cartooka J Church of God down in Franklin, North Carolina. Enjoyed listening to Brother Green there and just wanted to call in and say a word for the Lord. And thank you and Sister Betty and Sister Eloise for coming and being in revival with us this past weekend with the Branham family. I tell you, we had a great move of God and had a lot of folks healed, had people testifying how God had healed their back, took away their back pain, and others being healed of migraine headaches that were debilitating them. And I tell you, had one filled with the Holy Ghost there Saturday night, and Sunday morning had one saved and delivered. And I tell you, God's just been good to us, and Jesus is that light, and I want to let my light shine for him in this world of darkness, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Just go ahead. We've got about 8 minutes. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, Brother Yearwood, tonight I'm sitting here in a parking lot, just got off of work, and I wanted to call in, and I'm looking out across the parking lot with a bunch of street lights shining down, and it reminded me of a story. I'd heard a story about a little young boy years ago back when the street lights were like an old kerosene-type lamp, and the man would go down the street at night and darkness came and light the lanterns on the street lamps. And the little boy asked his mama, said, "Mama, who's punching all them holes in the darkness?" And I look out at these street lights and it's just like somebody's punching a hole in darkness. We're living in a world full of sin, a world full of darkness. But as children of God, with the light of Jesus Christ, we can punch holes in this darkness. And this world's
Amen. Full
of darkness. A lot of people in the church full of darkness. But with Jesus Christ, if he'll shine through every child of God, we'll punch holes in the darkness and we'll dispel all of the darkness. There shouldn't be no darkness anywhere around the children of God. We should be the light.
Amen.
You know, the Lord wants us to be that. I look into the book of Revelations, and it said they'll need no light in that city, for Jesus will be the light of it. Praise be to God.
Amen.
I'm longing for the day that he's going to be the light in heaven, and he can be the light here upon this earth if we'll let our light shine. And I just pray
Amen.
That all of the children of God will shine for Jesus Christ, that we can reach this world. I was on a job today and working around some men, never met them before, and I'll tell you, there were sinners, torn in sin, wretched people. Their mouths were awful, cursing the Lord. And, you know, I went around and I heard it. I said, you know, I've had enough. I said, sir, you either going to have to wash your mouth out or you're going to have to get saved or we're going to have to tell you about
Amen.
Jesus. And, you know, he quietened down. He was putting forth a lot of darkness. But as children of God, we can put a stop to the darkness. Amen. We can
Amen.
Tell them the love of Jesus Christ that will change their lives. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for somebody to give them some hope. I'm glad Jesus gave me hope of eternal life. I'm glad
Amen.
He dispelled all my darkness and give me light. And I just wanted to call in and just tell you thank you. I enjoyed y'all being with us, the light y'all were letting shine, worshiping with us, praying for our folks around the altar. Brother Yearwood, you was a blessing unto this pastor, you and your wife, and Sister Eloise there. You know, I didn't recognize her. It had been a couple of years since I saw her, and when I saw her the last time, we were doing her husband's funeral, and he had passed away, and Sister Eloise was so bad, could not see. And she had to wear 2 pair of glasses to be able to even see to read. But, you know, she testified how God had healed her eyesight. And she don't even have to
Amen.
Have glasses now. And I didn't even recognize her. So that's what Jesus will do. When you're blind, all you see is darkness. But when God touches your eyes, you can see perfectly. Amen. You can
Amen.
See the light. there's a lot of people spiritually, they've got two and three pairs of glasses on, and it's still doing them no good. But if they'll just let the healing balm of Gilead touch their soul, he can open up their blinded eyes. Reminds me of those men, those disciples on the road to Emmaus. The Bible said they had scales come over their eyes. But when Jesus took the bread and broke it, then their eyes were opened and they realized they had been with Jesus. I'm here to tell you, you've got scales over your eyes. You're in darkness till you know Jesus Christ. But he'll open up your eyes and he'll give you the light. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, Brother Yearwood, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to call in tonight and say a few words. And I've been listening to your program over the Internet the last couple of days, and I tell you, you're a blessing. And I just thank God for all of the people that you're reaching for Jesus Christ through this program.
Amen. Well, we sure do appreciate you coming in there with us our night, brother. Tell them about where your church is at and everything, and the location of it there. And we got a lot of listeners up in that area there, so there may be somebody that's just waiting on you to invite them into the house.
Absolutely. We're in Franklin, North Carolina. Franklin is about 15 miles up Highway 441 out of Clayton, Georgia. Once you come up out of Georgia, if you're coming from that direction, you take 64 West, like you're going back toward Hazel or Murphy. 64 West take you on into Tennessee. And about 6 miles out of Franklin, you'll see the Cartuga J Church of God on your right. We have Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, Sunday at a 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship, and then evening service at 6 o'clock. Everyone's welcome. We'd love to have you at Cartuga J. God's doing great things. We're in a building program. The church we're in was built in the 1830s. And it's up on a hill, and a lot of our elderly people sometimes have a hard time of walking up the hill, getting in. God has provided and give us 3 acres, and we've got it flattened off, and I could be here for an hour telling you the goodness of God, what he's done for us there on providing that property. But we hope to be building within the next year and have a sanctuary on flat ground, and we'd love to anyone that could to come out and be with us. I know that you'll be blessed, not because it's Cartuga J, not because we're there, but because Jesus Christ is alive and well, and he's dwelling in our midst. The Word says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I want the Spirit of God to be there and there to be liberty. If he's not there, Brother Yearwood, we just as well pack our bags and go home. No need
Amen.
To be there if God's not there. But I promise you, if you come to be with us, the Spirit of the Lord will be there, and you'll receive a blessing. And everyone's welcome to come be with us at any time.
Amen. We sure did enjoy being up there with you, and we sure did. We've been feasting all weekend over that Saturday night service, and we wished, hallelujah, glory to God. We wished we could have been there with you on Sunday, but we couldn't make it there on a Sunday morning, but we had a great service in Madisonville Church of God. We had one to get saved down here, and Lord really moved and blessed. He moved and blessed Sunday night. So we just had a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost revival all weekend.
Amen, amen. Thank God for that. It's good to know that the Holy Ghost can be poured out at Cartuga J and Madisonville and all over this world at the same time. I believe that's what the Lord meant when he said, it's expedient that I go away. If I go not away, that the Holy Ghost can't come unto you. But I'm glad he made it to the right hand of the Father, and that he prayed the Father,
Amen.
And he sent us the good Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I am too. I tell you what, I just go around thanking God all the time, you know, just praising him. Because something that I can feel, you know.
That's right.
I wouldn't have a thing that I couldn't feel, but praise God, I can feel this, and I really enjoy it. I think my wife wants to say something.
I just want everybody to be praying for us tonight. We got to go pick up a foster kid as soon as we get off here, so just remember Amber in your prayers. She really needs prayers tonight.
We'll certainly be praying with you, Sister Betty. Certainly be praying for Amber.
Yeah, we got to go and pick her up, and we're going to be keeping her tonight. Then they're going to be taking her somewhere else tomorrow. So that's our, I mean, like our business is trying to give kids homes and take care of them. So just be much in prayer for her. She's 17 years old. She really, we've never met her, but the way it sounds, she really needs a touch from God.
Well, I can't think of any better couple that she could be with tonight to point her toward that light of Jesus Christ. And thank God for that ministry that he's given y'all to be able to minister to these children that are needing love, that can't get it anywhere else, but that y'all can show them the love of Jesus Christ. I thank God for that, Brother Yearwood. It takes special people to be able to do that type of work.
Yep. Well, we got 10 seconds, so, Brother, call back in any Tuesday night there, and we'll put you right on there. There's over 1 million people listening to you. So,
Brother, we
God
certainly
bless
appreciate the opportunity. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Brother Green, Sister Green. We're done going off the hour, so we'll talk to you later.
All right. God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Enjoy that message, Brother Green. God bless you.
Thank
God bless you.
Praise God. Amen.